You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
KLYT, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. And every Friday, we do our best to get an update from the Heritage Foundation. And before we jump into our content today with Genevieve Wood, I do want to remind you, now this is going to kind of connect with our topic today. We've been mentioning, though, a free online event that's coming up Tuesday, March 19th at 7 p.m. You can attend in person if you're going to be in Colorado Springs and want to go to the Focus on the Family Welcome Center, or you can attend digitally, both at no cost. Transgender to Transformed, Transforming Power of Christ for the Gender Confused. And speakers will include Laura Perry Smaltz, author of Transgender to Transformed, and John Stone Street, president of the Colson Center. So a great opportunity for a free event. And you go to klyt.fm on our homepage. Just click on the banner for Lighthouse Voices to register at no cost to attend the event either in person or digitally. And with that, we welcome Genevieve Wood onto ABQ Connect. Genevieve, we noticed a story at dailysignal.com, the news outlet for the Heritage Foundation, on the rise of transgenderism. Some interesting information.
Yeah, I would encourage people to check out if they kind of wonder, like, how did this thing just spring up overnight? The reality is this issue did not just spring up overnight. It seems like it in the past couple of years. But this has really been something that was kind of launched, if you want to go back to the early 50s. And a colleague of ours, Armstrong Williams, who writes from time to time for the Daily Signal, has a great piece just outlining the history of how it got started, the different progressions it's made over the years, and really how it's burst onto the scene in the last couple of years, and had such, even though it's such a small part of the population, how it's totally, when you come into like new laws that have been made and new rights that are being given, this particular group seems to be getting outsized laws made in favor of transgender rights.
Yeah, and we're seeing that, you know, all across the nation, including in the roundhouse at in New Mexico. Laws that are, giving people other than parents opportunity to encourage young people to be considering joining, you know, that community, the transgender community, and information that really should be shared with parents, not being shared with parents. And it's really become quite an issue. We've seen it in sports, and it's absolutely something that's impacted you or someone you know.
That's totally right. And I think what people would be helpful for them to read is just, you know, the harm that it's causing people. I mean, when you look at like the depression numbers, for example, while, you know, 5 to 6% per se of the general population experiences depression from time to time, when you look at transgender youth, it's more like 60% of those who can put themselves in that category experience symptoms of depression, and 70% experience symptoms of anxiety. So far higher numbers than the general population. And some folks would say, well, that's because they're discriminated against or they're bullied against. But that's the twist on all of this, is that increasingly in schools and at young ages, they're not being bullied. They're not being discriminated against. As a matter of fact, teachers are promoting transgenderism. We're having, you know, drag queen story hour in kindergarten classes. And yet what that's doing is encouraging young children who really have no, you know, real understanding of sex and all of that at that young age. You're filling their minds with stuff they are so not prepared to think about and deal with. And that is confusing young children. It's causing them to make and want to make decisions that they're just not prepared to make. And you're not surprisingly seeing a lot of depression and other very serious consequences coming out of that.
Yeah. And we would encourage parents to obviously be well informed as to what's happening with their kids, especially if they're in public school. we'd also encourage our listeners to find a lot. You know, this isn't an isolated article found at digital or dailysignal.com. It's like you said. I mean, you know, it seems like it's risen its head in just the last few years, but it really is something that we know as Christians that the enemy has very thoughtfully, made this attack on our culture.
No, that's right. I mean, it was, as Armstrong says in his piece, you know, you now have the question of, you know, what is a woman is now a political question. It's a political statement. Whereas, you know, just about 2 years ago, that was just a basic question of biology, right? What are you born as a woman? Are you born as a man? And now it's like, well, that's a political question. And you may be discriminating at somebody depending on how you answer it. So we've gone from kind of what's clear to what's very unclear and murky in a very short period of time. And it, and I do think it's important for people to realize it's, you know, the those in this space, and I would say evil in this space, you know, willing to play the long game. This is, you know, may have started in the early 50s in terms of a very small group of people trying to push it into certain parts of society in places like California. But they realize that we're just going to keep pushing until, you know what, now it's in Des Moines, now it's in Albuquerque, now it's in every small town in America, now it's in the local school down the street. So they're patient and trying to make waves. And that's why you can't wait until something gets to where it is today to be on top of it. You always have to be on the lookout.
Well, and just as the enemy has a strategy, it's important for us as the body of Christ to have a strategy to combat what the enemy is doing. And I think it's important that we remember that the love of Christ needs to be displayed. And as I look forward to listeners that are interested taking part in this Lighthouse Voices event that's happening Tuesday night with the Colson Center and Focus on the Family. And again, we've posted the Lighthouse Voices banner at klyt.fm. And I can't foresee exactly what they're going to be talking about, but, you know, Laura Perry Smaltz, I mean, her testimony is going to be something really to hear. I mean, she's an esteemed author of what I mentioned, Transgender to Transformed, and she's going to illuminate the journey of breaking free from the transgender lifestyle and discovering profound liberation in embracing her biological gender through the grace and hope found in the truth of Jesus Christ. And I have to imagine in that will be strategy and encouragement, information on how to better connect with that community in a loving way that we can deliver a message of truth and see those that have been impacted by it find an opportunity to be transformed by the truth of Christ.
Yeah, I would absolutely encourage your listeners who could either attend. I know you said it's about a 4 to 5 hour drive up to Colorado Springs, but or do it, you know, watch it online. We've had several events at Heritage where you've had people coming out of the transgender movement come tell their stories. And it's really, really impactful. It's far more impactful than just reading a news article or reading statistics on it, but to hear somebody who's gone through it, who's lived it, who wishes that they had made different decisions, wishes that people around them had encouraged them to make different decisions. But now, you know, because in many cases, because of their religious conversion, are in a completely different space. But they can really, you know, I think they can speak to people who may be struggling in ways that just your average person can't. And so I would encourage people to go and hear her story because they may, you know, have somebody come across in their lives that they want to introduce her to or share her book with. And she's not the only person out there telling it. There, unfortunately, are many now. But it's really encouraging to see them come forward because it takes a lot of courage to say, here's the life I was leading. Here's where I am today. Here's all the different things I've gone through. I mean, to make public so many parts of your very private life, it's really courageous what she's doing.
Yeah. And, you know, to have a free event like this, whether in person or digitally, is such a value to hear from her. Her and John Stone Street, the president of the Colson Center, just to be able to hear from him. So we'd encourage you to go to klyt.fm, click on the Lighthouse Voices banner and find out more about the content that'll be given and registration at no cost. And with the time we have left, actually, Genevieve, for those now, I hope many of our listeners are getting these updates on a regular basis, Fridays, typically in our third segment at 1:30 on ABQ Connect. But for those unfamiliar with the Heritage Foundation and the news outlet at dailysignal.com, kind of give you a moment to let people know a little bit more about what it is you do.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. So heritage.org is the website of the Heritage Foundation, and we're a public policy think tank that just celebrated our 50th anniversary last year, 50 years of being what we would call America's outpost in Washington. And there's a whole host of policy issues out there that people are concerned about, whether it's the economy, whether it's immigration, whether it's transgenderism, whether it's healthcare, foreign policy. And I had the privilege of working with over 100 very smart policy experts who each have expertise in those different areas. And if you want to learn more about a particular topic, I would encourage you to go to heritage.org to learn the facts about it and what public policy is being made around that. Some of that, a lot of it's in D.C., but a lot of it's happening, especially on issues like parental rights at the state level. And then the Daily Signal, which you can go find at dailysignal.com, is, you're right, our media platform where we try to put faces on so many of these policy issues by telling the stories of many people who are living them and giving people the facts on them.
Yeah, and a regular podcast available there. And actually, as I was looking at some of the speakers who've spoke at the Lighthouse Voices event that we've been mentioning, some of them I've seen also have done time on the podcast with Daily Signal. So great crossover there and a lot of great content available. And of course, we get that every week with an update with Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation. Genevieve, thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to catch up with Brian Cochran. Our Friday financial update is coming up on ABQ Connect right after the break.